Hi everybody, as we know, tonight is the Hilulah, the death anniversary of Rabbi Isaac Luria. So I want to take this chance to connect to this amazing energy. And I'm going to read from different book from the Ari and understand the value of a soul of a person who came to visit this universe and left so much that we can basically benefit from the righteous soul in a way that it stay forever. The knowledge of Rabbi Isaac Luria, it's a knowledge that comes from above, from heaven, and it will stay forever till the Messiah will come. That's the feeling. So it says like that. I'm reading from Shah Ruach HaKodesh, from the gate of Ruach HaKodesh. And Chag Sameach to everybody on Facebook. Chag Sameach everybody on the app. It's a very powerful, powerful time. So it says like that. Bechuchmat yediat tzifzufei ha'ofot. There is a wisdom about tzifzufei ha'ofot, the chirping of the birds. There is a way that you would know the future just by listening to the birds. Shaya mekir b'tzifzufei ha'ofot v'ze inyano. And I'm here to share with you, say Rabbi Chaim Vital. Kemin hayom shenisrafa ha'Torah, from the day that the Torah was burned by the nation. It doesn't mean just a scroll. We're talking about whatever happened in the temple, in Tisha B'Av. Nimsiru az kochav zudah b'yad haklipot. The secret of the Torah and the power of the Torah was given to the klipot, to the dark side. V'lachen yin shu b'riya sh'ba'olam afilu min ha'b'riyot me'ot. ובאות חיות ועופות שקטים ורמסים שכל אלו שיש להם מסרים ומונים עליהם אותם מסרים יודע רזי התורה זו מן הזמן הנזכר. So all the secret of the Torah, all the secret of the universe went to different animal. Why it went to different animal? Because it went to the ministers of heavens. There's many ministers, and some of the ministers in charge of birds. And if you want to know the secret from the Torah, you have to listen to the chirping of the birds or the flapping of the wings, say the Ari. Sodot amukim min haTorah, umi sheyavin kolam betzifzufam yochal leda kama sodot baTorah. If you want to know some secret, you listen to the chirping of the bird. ויש דורות שיש צדיקים בתוכם מכירים אותם. And when there is righteous among us, they know those birds. כמו שראיתי למורי, say רבי חיים ויטל, like I saw with my teacher. ועל כן השרים מזמינים הסודות ההם, מכירים מבינים אותם, הרואים להבינם כנזכר. For that reason, a minister using the birds to send us message so we can understand what's really going on. Gamda, you need to know, ki kol ma shenigzar lemala, whatever there is a decision being made in heaven, machrizim agzerai bechol ha'olamot, the announcing whatever's supposed to happen in all the olamot, all the worlds, meaning in the upper and in the lower, or olamot also mean atzilut b'riya yitzir asiya, meaning abiya, meaning emanation, creation, formation, and action. Ubifrat ba'olam ha'asiya. And specifically, in the world of action. Gam kol ha'avirot she'adam ha'aver, all the sin, all the negativity that the human is doing, kulam nechrazot ba'olam hazeh, it's been announced whenever we do them. Al yedeh bet din shel mala. Then announcing it in the upper world, then it's been announced in the lower world. ושליח בית דין הולך עם מים. And the messenger from above, walking and flying with those birds. והנה עיבוי וגסות האוויר אינו מניח לשעבור ויורד כל הרוחני בדורו. But because the air is thick, the voices and the message cannot go through. ואומנם כאשר העופות מפריחים באוויר, but when the birds flying and flapping their wings, הם חותכים ובוקעים האוויר. והרק שלי, removing the density of the air, וחולקים אותה על ידי הפרחתם ועפיפתם. And they are create an opening by flying. So the voice comes from above. ואז כל הכרוז עובר דרך שם. וזה סוד במגילת קהלת, כתוב, כי עוף השמיים יוליך את הכל. And that's why it's in the book of Solomon, קהלת, for that reason, the birds of heaven will carry the voice. What voice? The voice of the minister. כי דרך פריחתו ועפיפתו מוליך אותו. By flying, that bird carry the message. ויש עופות אחרות, שעל ידי דיבורם וצפצופם. Other birds carry the voice by chirping. By chirping, the voice of the minister joined them. For that reason, it says in the same book of King Solomon, "Ubal knafayim yagid davar." The one that fly will speak. Aval keneged ofot acherot, but there is some bird that not talking, just carry the sound of the minister, just by flying. Now when I wrote it, say Rabbi Chaim Vital, we need to talk more about it. He says, some birds are mute. Mute. And they only can give the message through the afifa, through the flying. לכן נאמר בו לשון אגדה. וזה יגיד דבר כי כפי רמז תנועת עפיפתו ניכר כל הכרוז. So we learn two things from the Ari, from Rabbi Chaim Vital, that there is two type of birds. One, which is flying and flapping the wings and opening there and then the sound come down. And one, by chirping, it bring the message of the minister. גם דק כחילוק זה יש לו גם כן באופק שבא לצפצוף. כי פעמים וצפצפים, פעמים מעופפים. There is birds who can use their sound, chirping, but sometimes they don't, even if they know how. בעניין עופות האלמים, הנקראים רחם, there is one kind of bird called רחם, כנזכר לנו, בלשון הערבי, ובלשון הקודש הן נמשכות מצד הנגטיב. So, there is birds that coming from the negative side. And they come here to kill the children, חס ושלום. God forbid. אשר עדיין לא הגיעו לכלל דיבור. Why they can't chirp? Because they are like baby who can't talk. וכל הנשמות אותם נפרד מהם רשעים, כולם הולכות וכל תחבות מלא עופות האלמים. All the negative people are chasing the birds who can't speak. The mute. והולכים עמהם, ועם... They go with them and the minister of negativity, and that's why they can't talk. ויש עוף, there is a bird, that is there just to announce hunger, God forbid. ויש ממונה להודיע גזרת הרבה, there is a bird who's about to say that the locust is about to come. There is a bird who's coming to give good news. But the mute bird are always come to announce negative thing that will happen to kids. The crow, or what people call the raven, is only to come with the bird bad news, especially plagues. ולפעמים בדרך מקרה, but sometimes there's a coincidence, he will say good words. The nets, the falcon, or the hawk, or whatever they call in Ladino, El Molano, only come with good news. Falcon or hawk. והגול נדרינה, הנקרא בלשון הקודש ציפור דרור. How we say ציפור דרור, the small birds? Forgot how you say that. In English, I'm trying to say, I used to say that a lot. There's this little bird that it's small, you see them everywhere. It's the most common bird in every place where there is people.
It's a sparrow.
What is it?
A sparrow.
Sparrow? The sparrow, you see them everywhere. They only give good news. Only good news. ובפרט על בשורת עצירת המגפה בר מינן. And especially the in charge of telling you that the disease will be over. Everything speak wisdom. Everything. Say the Ari even more than that. והנה לפעמים עניין צפצוף הרפות הוא באופן אחר. כי יש לשמות בני אדם מגולגלים בהם. Sometimes within that chirping of the bird is because there is soul being reincarnated. או בכל מיני בריאות שיהיו. והכל לסיבות ידועות. All for good reason. Based on the punishment, based on what they need to do. And they know who they are last lifetime. And they know what they are here to do and they know the future. Because they can hear everything. And then there is another time when a righteous person go into the bird specifically. And sometimes it's a bird or she. And sometimes it's a human. Did you ever see something like that? And it all depends on the person who see them. That's what he can see. Sometimes he will see two people. Sometimes he will see one person who look like bird. All about Ma'alat Adam. All about reaching that level. So of course we're asking, how would like to be in that level? See those angels. So the Ari continue. Or Rabbi Chaim Vital writing it. Inyan Asagat Adam. How do we reach it? Yesh Naim. There is condition. Nay Aleph. First condition. Shtika. Shtika. Quiet. שימעד דיבורו כל מה שיוכל. If a person starts being quiet and is basically doing a talk diet, this is taking him to another level. שלא יצליח שום צריכה בטלה, don't talk for no reason. And that's what it says in פרקי אבות, סייג לחוכמה שתיקה. It's wise to be quiet. תנאי בית, הוא שעל כל דבר ודבר וכל עניין שבתורה, או בספר הזוהר. Second thing to get prophecy, is when you don't understand something in the Torah, or specifically in the Zohar, or תיקוני הזוהר, תשב ותפקה, sit and cry. And cry as much as you can. And then you get a nevuah. Another level is how much you cry before you go to sleep. How much you beg God to guide you into a better life. And then there is a story just to help us out that we're not alone. Amar Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Chaim Vital, Rabbi Shmuel Vital. Zechurani, I remember, ביום Rosh Hashanah, it was on the day of Rosh Hashanah, שהיה מורי, אבא מהארי דורש על המים, ביום תשליך. My father was doing tashlich. Tashlich is what you do in the second day of Rosh Hashanah or the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Some people doing it after Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur. Some people be doing it on Hashanah Rabbah because they want to cancel as much as negative that happened in those days. But traditionally, most people doing it tashlich. You throw either a physical bread or you just throw your negative thought tzulot. Tzulot. You go into a place, a source of water. מחוץ לעיר, outside of the city. So the kids, he said, they saw frog. And they start throwing small stone on the frog. Kids doing it. Don't judge them. And my father was eyes closed, and he studied. And he heard the frog screaming. מכל צפצוף הצפרדע פתח עיניו וגער בנו. So he said to us, shame on you kids. ואמר לנו שהייתה נשמה אחת בא לשמוע תורתו. He said it was one soul inside that frog that came to hear my Torah. הוא בא מלובש את הצפרדע הזאת. And she came dressed like that frog. ולכבודה התחיל לדרוש בעניין הצפרדע. And that's why he was teaching about tzfardea, about frog. למה נקרא tzfardea? Why do we call it frog? Because it's לשון ציפור דעה. ציפור mean bird, דעה mean knowledge. The Ari was able to read everything. Everything that you can imagine. Everything that you can imagine. He could reach them. So what else can give us this prophecy? It says when you do Shabbat, those of you who do Shabbat, do it with action, with talk, it will give you prophecy. When you pray and meditate, do it with appreciation and respect and fear, not wrong fear, like an awe. If you wake up after midnight and you study, give you prophecy power as well. If you are helping people to get closer to the Creator and to spirituality, help you a lot. If you're capable of giving charity in a way you cannot receive ego from it, which means you give to people that you don't even know, tremendous. If we want to know a little bit about Rabbi Isaac Luria, the way he met his student, Rabbi Chaim Vital was a Kabbalist before he was a student of Rabbi Isaac Luria. Rabbi Isaac Luria was a Kabbalist. But they told him, Elisha, the prophet, tell him, the reason you're born is you have to meet Rabbi Chaim Vital. Rabbi Isaac Luria is moving to Israel, Tzafat, live there, opening a store, grocery, some other people say other type of store. Rabbi Chaim Vital gets in his dream that the only way he can understand the Zohar and Tikkuni HaZohar is by meeting Rabbi Isaac Luria. He's going there. But he's embarrassed a little bit because he said, I'm not going to ask a grocery store guy for some answer on Tikkuni HaZohar and Zohar. So he goes back home, dream, the same dream. He's telling him in his dream that the only way that he can fully understand everything is to ask only one person who can answer it. Go back and forth, back and forth. He's embarrassed to ask. Last time he's walking in, Rabbi Isaac Luria turned his back, look at his face and said, Chaim, he called him by his name. And he said to him, so and so, this is a section in the Zohar, that's what it means. From that moment he became a student. Difficult student, by the way. Not the easy student. The Ari was not looking who's better, who's worse. He was looking on the soul of a person. And he knew that Rabbi Chaim Vital will bring that wisdom to the world. Who was the Ari reincarnation before? And who was Rabbi Chaim Vital? The Ari was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Chaim Vital was Rabbi Akiva. They meet again. This time, the student become the teacher, and the teacher become the student. I'd like to share two more things. What happened? Say the Ari. Page Lamed Gimel. Some women have a difficult time to give birth. Sometimes the man will reincarnate in the body of a woman. A woman with the soul of a man. She cannot give birth to a child. Because she doesn't have a female soul. The only way it will happen, only if there is a female soul who can go in her, so that Ibur is not a reincarnation, the soul voluntarily go. And then through that she become a female and she can become pregnant. She cannot give birth to a boy for two reasons. One, because it says Isha ki tazriya ve'elda zachar. It says when a woman conceives, she give birth to a boy. Aval kana Isha is zachar. But here the woman is like a man. So she can only give birth to a female. Abet, second reason she cannot have boys. Lefi shekevan, she'ota neshama shel nekeva shechazar ba lo nechazar rak b'sod ha'ibur levad. This female soul inside of her, to help her to give birth, it's only his ibur, it's not a real soul, it's just around her. לכן כיוון שאישה זאת יולדת, אין הנשמה היא צריכה עוד להישאר שם בסוד העיבור, ללא צורך. ואז זה שלא נכנס בנשמה היא של סוד העיבור. ואז הולך ההוא יוצא נקבה, ולא זכר. So, when the ibur, ibur again, ibur mean, it's a soul that just going within our body just to help us with something. So, she cannot give birth to a boy, because she can only give birth to what type of soul is helping her, which is a female. ונמצא שכל אישה שנשמתה נשמת זכר, so every woman that has a soul of a man, she cannot give birth to a boy, just to a girl, in a miracle way. In a miracle. And the female that she gives birth to, היא אותה נשמה של הנקבה של חזבה בתחילה. So when a woman gives birth to a woman, and that woman was Ibur, it was Ibur, it was a volunteer soul that came to help her. So the Ibur is there. ואומנם לפעמים על הזכות גדול ונפלא, אפשר שבעת שנולד הוולד, הוא צריך משם אותה לשמה הנקבה, שאתה שם בסוד העיבור, ותלך לה. Sometimes the soul that helping this woman to give birth will just go away. And then a child will be a boy. ואם כן, אחר כך אי אפשר לאישה הזאת לחזור ללד פעם אחרת. But then, how she gonna give birth again? זולתים תחזור אותה לשמה הנקבה להתאבר בה כבר ראשונה. Only if a female soul will go back and help her to give birth. ולכן אם הוולד הראשון יהיה נקבה, so if the first baby will be a female, and the woman's soul was a man, תצטרך למות אתה. So the first child will be a girl and she will have to die, unfortunately. ואולי הנשמה תחזור להתאבר בה ראשונה, אז כנראה כבר ראשונה. And then the soul will come back to help her again. ותדבר בתאר ותלד בת נקבה, שנשמתה עם זאת הנקבה, מתאברת בה. זאת עוד העיבור. הולכת בעיבור גלגול פעמים רוב, והיא בכל משפטה תמיד. So she will have to give birth to a girl. That girl was the עיבור. She will have to die. And then she will give birth to a boy. So we hear about a lot of people who go through that. The Ari explained exactly the detail why. So it's kind of complicated and it continues. Sometimes she stays alive, sometimes not. But the main thing, we need to learn a lot of reincarnation and a lot of soul that we need to truly understand. You know, it's good to know. It's good to know as much as you know. It'll be good. Anyway. Now I'm going to read to you just a section and then I will tell you to go sleep, people on the East Coast. Sipper li Arav Yitzchak HaKohen, this is the last section that I'm going to read about the death of Rabbi Isaac Luria. Ptirat Mori Zal. How did he die? כשיצאתי מאצלו, when I left him, said Rabbi Chaim Vital, נכנס הוא אצלו. He went in. והבכה לפניו, he started crying. He was very sick all his life. He was really sick. Rabbi Yitzchak told him, is this all the hope we were waiting to see wonderful and Torah and wisdom? And Ari said, if I will find one complete righteous among you, they wouldn't take me away from here before my time. While he's talking to me, say, where is Chaim? In a time like this, he's leaving me? And he was very sad. And he understood that he wanted to give Rabbi Chaim Vital a secret. So he told him, what should we do from now? And there he said, from now on, just ask Rabbi Chaim Vital. Because they didn't understand this wisdom called Kabbalah the right way. And if they will read it in that way, they can get confused. But Rabbi Chaim Vital totally understand it. That's why we are only trusting the Rabbi Chaim Vital. For that reason, Debbie and me call this organization Vital Transformation. It's actually Vital Transformation after Rabbi Chaim Vital. So say, don't worry, I will come and I teach you. How are you going to come teach us? You are dying. They say, you have no business with secret of the Kabbalah. How I'm going to come to you, dream, awake, vision. And right away he looked into my eyes, said Rabbi Yitzchak HaKohen, say, go, leave the room. You are Kohen. It is time. And he left this world. Rabbi Chaim Vital, Ari HaKadosh, tonight, a time that you can ask for wisdom. A time that you can ask for power. A time that you can ask for healing. A time that you can ask to know the truth. To those of you who want to know the truth. I thank you and Chag Sameach, everybody.